Of course, with the situation going on and the mills closed, should individuals who are not at work right now be concerned?
If you're not at work right now and it's because of the fires, apply for EI, unemployment insurance. We all think that this, you know, the firefighters are doing an excellent job and we believe that things are going to get back to normal, but we have no idea what normal is going to be tomorrow, so be cautious. And that's my advice would be to apply for unemployment insurance. West Fraser is the plywood plant, and I believe the sawmill is allowing employees to come in if they're in town. They'll provide work for them. Tocal has shut down, and of course Hunter Mile is shut down. Mount Polly is trying to bus people around. They've got permission to bus them around to Beaver Lake Road, so as many people as that want to work or can work. But one thing I will say is the companies have been extremely good with anyone that contacts the mill and lets them know they've either been evacuated or left down or whatever, for whatever reason aren't available, then that's not an issue for they're off work. So it's the companies have been really good in this situation.
Doesn't it take a while, though, to get EI and to register for that?
It does, and I don't have the number on hand, but there's a disaster number that you can put on the bottom of your EI form, or when you phone in, you refer to that number. It's 5986012017071017. And that's a disaster relief number to put on your unemployment insurance form. And that will actually fast-track your EI. And we have been lobbying government to say, look, we've got a disaster here. We've got our five mills down. Our mine's in trouble. All the small businesses in town are in trouble. We need help because this doesn't affect just our unionized sites. This is everybody in Williams Lake is affected.
And then I saw, it was just on Facebook, it was mentioning here how West Fraser employees in both Williams Lake and 100 Mile House, as well as the two Tocal mills in Williams Lake, will receive $1,000 for disaster relief. Do you know if that's true, or can you comment on that?
That is, I was informed of that this morning by both mill managers. They said that they are going to come up with $1,000 per employee for disaster relief, and just because of what's happening out there. So in my mind, that was a really good gesture by the companies.
And then last question I had, as you had mentioned, you've been in Prince George since Thursday. How have they been treating you?
So Prince George has been incredible hosts. They must have 1,000 volunteers at the college and university bringing in people. I kind of joke that I'm a refugee, not by choice. I was trapped up here when the fire broke out. I didn't even know what was going on the weekend, and then Sunday I couldn't get home. They're still not allowing people south, and then all the other roads are closed as well. So I've been kind of working out of the Prince George office and doing what I can, but you just can't say enough about the hospitality in Prince George. People are offering their houses. They're bringing meals. There's free swimming. There's all kinds of stuff going on. They're having a big rally in the park on Saturday with a whole bunch of events and barbecues. It's just absolutely unbelievable what's happening.
So where are you staying right now in Prince George?
Right now, a family has given us their home, and so we're actually being taken care of quite well. So we're quite pleasantly surprised and just can't believe how grateful we are.